Think about the ways you use the internet. Do you use it to communicate, to work, play, find love? The internet has become a well-established matchmaker, and online dating is big business, generating an estimated $2.1 billion annually through more than 1,500 sites. While the numbers are overwhelming, it ultimately comes down to one-on-one relationships. KALW's Erica Mu has the story of one of her friends who asked to be called Elizabeth as she attempted to find love on the internet.
You've probably seen spoofs of commercials like this one about Tanya Lee and Joshua.
We're dancing at 5 in the morning with drywall dust all over us and mud and splatter paint.
There's this part of my life now that felt like she should have been there the whole time. And now, it doesn't matter about the past. She's here now, so we're going to hit it full force.
See how it feels to be matched based on compatibility.
Let's be honest. Finding a partner in real life usually doesn't include making murals together and dancing at 5 in the morning while covered in mud. Instead, finding someone online goes more like this.
You look like someone I went to high school with. Not going to happen. Oh, he's 35. No way. Oh, and he smokes. Oh, he's got a picture of himself and a rat? No. What are you thinking? Oh, God.
That's Elizabeth, one of my good friends from college. She's tried online dating 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times.
If anything, I'm in a relationship with the website, as opposed to anything else.
Elizabeth is a really cute, intelligent, honest, and compassionate person. Someone you'd really want to date. But the thing is, she's busy. So looking for someone online ends up being more convenient than looking for Mr. Right at a bar. Still, navigating an online catalog of people takes a little getting used to.
One of the hard parts is that you can't shake the feeling of, like, you know, we're never going to have that story. We're never going to, if this was like the one and then you guys got married or something like that, you'd never have the story of how you met. It would always be like, well, I looked online and I picked them because they were attractive and their grammatically correct sentences appealed to me. So you just kind of have to, I guess, let go of that.
The pressure of the love story is precisely why the commercials for online dating services are so over the top. It's a pressure that's caused Elizabeth to join, quit, and rejoin sites numerous times. But today, her optimism is high.
Right now, I'm looking at my profile. I'm checking it out, making sure it accurately reflects, the type of person I am.
Satisfied with her profile, Elizabeth starts her search.
Now begins the process of me flipping through these human beings. No. None so far.
This goes on for some time, until finally...
This guy looks like a totally decent guy, you know, friendly, nice, we have a high match rating in common.
Elizabeth and her prospect, we'll call him Mr. Darcy, don't just have a high match rating. They're pretty much a perfect match.
He's really cute. His grammar's all perfect. He's really smart. I Facebook stalked him. He went to Berkeley, thank God. And he double majored, just like I did. He studied literature. He studied a foreign language. I did those things too. So I just feel like we're really going to have a lot to talk about.
Elizabeth quickly sends a message to Mr. Darcy.
And then what'll happen is he'll look at my profile, and if he thinks I'm cute or if he likes my interests, then he'll message back being like, haha, but I do this for a living. How are you? And then I'll be like, oh, that's great, blah, blah, blah. What about you? And then I'll be like, let's cut through this stuff and just meet in real life. I'll be like, okay.
It's a few nights later, and everything that Elizabeth predicted to happen actually happened. In fact, it's gone splendidly. Mr. Darcy's messages have been witty, funny, and he seems to really like Elizabeth. And now it's time to meet face to face.
I'm nervous, I guess. I'm not nervous that he's not going to like me. I'm just nervous that I'm not going to like him. I'm nervous that I'm going to find out that he's not the person I wanted to be. How can you convey everything about you in a single page or 3 photos? But at the same time, if you're meeting someone in a bar for an hour and a half, what are you getting? You're getting the image of them in that lighting of that bar that night. And you're getting that conversation you guys are having, you know, lubricated by alcohol. So I don't think there's much of a difference, to be honest.
At this moment, Mr. Darcy walks into the bar and sits down at a table to wait for Elizabeth. Elizabeth's already seen him. She takes a deep breath and walks over to meet him. Over the next hour or so from my end of the bar, the date looks like it's going well. They're laughing and the conversation is flowing. I call Elizabeth later that night to see how the date went.
It was good. I don't know. It was fine. I guess it just wasn't there. You know, I had my hopes up. I wish that it had gone well.
When I see her later in person, she elaborates.
When you're on a dating website, you're constantly questioning why you're there. You know? Like, what is it about me that's put me here?
So, this story doesn't end with happily ever after. But Elizabeth finds a silver lining at the end of this short love story.
Sure, nobody likes a point in a relationship when they realize that it's not going where they want it to, or they don't want to be with this person. But I guess the dating site kind of cuts to the chase on that. But there's always something to be gained, you know, from dating someone.
In San Francisco, I'm Erica Mu for Cross Currents.
This guy sent me a message. Oh, he's that one. Never mind. I was always like, oh, he's that one. He's cute. Yeah, but he's that one. Nope. Not gonna happen, buddy.